As DTC's Ike Weekend of Beers says that fundamentals remain strong for rough demand, enough so that prices were up by an average of 4% to 8% again. Overall, Rappaport estimated the August site value at $800 million, a good 48% up from the August site a year ago, and much of that increase reflected higher prices. Site holders expect DTC boxes to continue selling close to list due to current liquidity issues facing some manufacturers. There was mixed reaction to the August price increases, with some site holders expressing surprise, while others saying the move signaled market optimism heading into that very important fourth quarter. BHP's diamond sales jumped 12% in its fiscal year through June, and even though production fell 18%, higher prices compensated for that decline and helped the company's diamond operations contribute $537 million to pre-tax earnings. Overall, BHP Group revenues jumped 35% on strong commodity prices. Company profit rose 84% to $24 billion. Now, Signet and Tiffany report results this week. Watch for those on Diamonds.net. Zale will report next week. Michael Hill, though, reported fiscal year results this week with a solid performance. Sales rose 10% to better than $400 million. Profit soared 33% to $29 million. All regions experienced increases in sales and comps, except for the U.S., where sales dropped 24%, in large part due to store consolidation. Same-store sales, though, rose 20%. I will return right after this message.
Rappaport is the primary source of diamond prices and market information used by the diamond trade all over the world. To get the Rappaport price list, please visit our website, www.rappaport.com, or email pricelist@rappaport.com.
Record gold prices impacted demand in terms of weight for some countries in the second quarter. That was especially true for the Middle East, the U.S., and Europe, says the World Gold Council. Second quarter gold demand specifically for jewelry rose 6% globally, but in terms of value, it jumped 34% to $21 billion. China and India were the main drivers behind demand in terms of weight and value. Gold supplies remained stable in second quarter and mine production rose 7%. Here is a look at how prices for major jewelry metals performed this past week. For all the latest industry news, be sure to check Diamonds.net and follow Rappaport on Twitter and Facebook.